On a rainy 4th of July evening in a subdivision east of Homer, the Hokahe Motorcycle Challenge came to a close with a big blowout party to honor the 100 or so riders who completed the journey from Key West, Florida. Participants also heard from race organizer Big Jim Red Cloud. The atmosphere was festive, despite some tragic news. KBVI's Aaron Selbig was there and has the story.
Hokahe rider Kenneth Green of Ocala, Florida, was killed at mile 107 of the Glen Highway Sunday when his motorcycle ran off the road. Green joins Charles C. Lynn of Sorrento, Florida, as two men who lost their lives riding the Hokahe Motorcycle Challenge, while several others, including a man who struck two bicyclists on the Parks Highway last Wednesday, lay in hospitals all over the country. As the 100 or so men and women who finished the Hokahe Motorcycle Challenge gathered around him, Big Jim Red Cloud addresses the critics of the race, saying the riders were not to blame.
When the whip of history reaches your hand, lady, you make sure that its lash hits my back, not theirs. I love every one of you guys and women and families that supported him. We have men who paid with their lives. How dare you? Oh. And that man that put that stuff in that newspaper about all these people here, how dare you?
Red Cloud says any Hokahe rider who was dissatisfied with the challenge in any way can return the gold Hokahe coin they received at the beginning of the race in exchange for their $1,000 entrance fee. Red Cloud says the Hokahe Motorcycle Challenge is likely to live on next year, although it will be without his leadership. Seattle millionaire John White is set to take over the race, Red Cloud says, although the route will most likely be up the eastern seaboard into Canada instead of to Homer. White did not return emails and telephone calls in time for this story. After his speech, Red Cloud joined his brother, who finished the challenge, in a song. After all the speeches and prayers, the riders gathered around the stage, and while the Homer-based Holy Santos gang warmed up to play, began to tap their Hokahe coins on the edge. On the dusty road leading into the party grounds, a line of maybe 100 Harley-Davidsons, some old, some new, some beaten up, and some flat-out gorgeous, stood parked next to each other like guards. Homer rider Eric Wickery, who complained vocally in the local media, including KBBI News, that the directions handed out by Hokahe organizers were bogus and that the whole thing might be a scam, said he would do it all again.
When I got to town, I said, double or nothing, I'll turn right around right now and get back to Key West in 5 days for $1 million in cash, but I want to see the money first.
Even Wickery, one of the race's biggest critics, says the experience was awesome, and he got a brand new motorcycle in the deal, a 2007 Harley-Davidson Electra Glide Ultra Classic.
This is going to sound stupid, but would you mind starting it up? Can we hear it?
That's not stupid at all.
In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.